Hello, and welcome to English for Economists, the podcast for English learners from all over the world who need to discuss economic issues in English. This is episode 65, and I'm your host, Alan Robert. Thank you for joining me today, and thank you for your support. Before we dive into today's topic, I want to remind you that I give private English classes to professionals who need to deal with issues related to the economy. My classes are practical and they're fun, and I will help you build your fluency. More details at the end of this lesson and also on the webpage, EnglishForEconomists.com. Now let's start our lesson. Today we are going to talk about the retirement age. Listen to this headline published on February 11th, 2023. France braces for protests as Macron pushes forward with pension reform. Again, France braces for protests as Macron pushes forward with pension reform. Brace for protests. Well, brace for protests means to get ready for possible problems or disturbances that could happen during a protest or demonstration. So, what is it about pension reform that has so many people upset in France? Well, France's government has proposed raising the statutory retirement age from 62 to 64 by the year 2030. Now, what do I mean by statutory retirement age? Statutory retirement age refers to the age at which an employee is required by law to retire, as determined by the government. This retirement age is typically set by legislation, and employers are legally obligated to enforce it. Statutory retirement age. So why does the French government want to push ahead with this reform in spite of all of the protests? Well, the root of the problem, and by the root of the problem, I mean the origin of the problem. The root of the problem is that with improvements in healthcare, people are simply living longer than ever before, and the number of senior citizens is increasing. Senior citizens is another way to say elderly citizens or old people. In other words, people are living longer, and France is dealing with the economic consequences of having an aging population. With people living longer, the length of time retirees receive a pension and other forms of Social Security benefits increase, such as medical services, for example. Policymakers there argue that increasing the retirement age will increase the number of people in the workforce and reduce the burden on Social Security programs, as I've mentioned. On the other hand, people opposed to the measure say that increasing the retirement age can also have negative impacts on workers because they'll have to work longer than they planned, which limits their ability to enjoy their later years. This is especially true when the workers work at physically demanding jobs. So, as we can see, balancing the needs of individuals and society when it comes to retirement age is a controversial issue for policymakers. Well, here's a bonus for you today. I want to teach you the idiom ripe old age. Ripe old age can be used to describe someone who has lived a long and fulfilling life and has gained a great deal of experience and wisdom. Ripe old age is a positive and respectful way to talk about someone who has lived a long time. You can use it like in this example. My grandfather lived to the ripe old age of 98. Okay, listen once again to the pronunciation of our key phrases. Brace for protests. Statutory retirement age. Aging population. Social Security benefits. And our idiom, ripe old age. Okay, remember to check out the English for Economists web to find more than 60 lessons just like this one and subscribe for notifications. Now, if the topic of retirement interests you, check out podcast number 7, which covers the topic of pensions. And if you are interested in taking some private classes online with me, I offer packages of 10 hours and 30 hours of class. It doesn't matter what time zone you are in, we can find a schedule that works for both of us. It's great fun for me, too, to have students from all over the world. I am Alan Robert at EnglishForEconomists.com. Take care, and I'll be back soon with another lesson.